Proclamation number 3583 of 21st of October, 1945. God obviously expresses himself in the end time. God's spirit works in silence and makes itself known to those who enter into silence and listen to its voice. But he will also manifest himself when the time has come for God to reveal himself in order to strengthen his own in spiritual and earthly adversity. Then his working will appear, but again only recognized by the believers. For those who are blind in spirit do not see because they do not want to see. But God does not leave his own, and he obviously makes himself known to them through the mouth of man, which reproduces his word, which is merely his organ on earth through which he speaks to people in order to strengthen, comfort and admonish them and impart words of love to them by which they recognize the Heavenly Father. For the time will be so full of excitement that the human being will hardly be able to take refuge in solitude, and therefore the working of the Spirit will have to manifest itself. Anyone who is able to detach himself from the world in order to hear God's voice within himself will be deeply impressed, for God will reveal himself to him in profound wisdom and love, and he will loosen his tongue so that he will also be able to convey what God has revealed to him. The blessings of the end time are unlimited, and everyone can recognize God's nearness and love who is turned towards him, who opens his heart to his voice and lets him speak to him. For the end time requires much assistance and extraordinary activity on God's part. It requires much strength and grace, and God distributes these without measure. And thus he will manifestly show himself to them, and especially believing people will also have the grace to behold him, even if only for a short time. Yet he also visibly dwells amongst people on earth when the hardship threatens to become unbearable, and his appearance makes people able to accept even the greatest tribulation. And he does this for the sake of the unbelievers, who shall recognize the truth of what the faithful represent by the strength of faith. That they shall recognize that God obviously assists those who remain faithful to him. Where he himself appears, every doubt of faith, every weakness of faith will disappear, and nothing will be able to shake the faith of his own. God does not hide himself from those who want to find him, yet he remains invisible to all people who reject him and therefore also forfeit the extraordinary blessings which he holds in abundance for his own. His activity will be recognizable in various ways to those who see in him their Father from eternity. He will guide and lead them with a strong hand and let them survive the end time unharmed in body and soul, for where the Spirit of God is active, the spirit of the adversary has lost all power, and God will be victor over all evil and hold court on the last day. But the last judgment is near. Amen.